We are still on this topic of working for God. And in today's episode, I want us to examine it a little bit more from that same chapter of the Bible, which we usually may not pay attention to, but there are some very rich insights over there for us. We are talking about 1 Chronicles chapter 4, where genealogy of two tribes of Israel is written for us to read and to learn from. Of course, the scripture says these things were written aforetime for our learning. And so whatever it is that is written in the Bible, it is so that we can draw principles from the word for our lives. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, we do see two main tribes of Israel that have been talked about over there with their genealogy. One is Judah and the other is Simeon, the tribe of Simeon. In the previous episode where we started this series on working for God, we talked about the porters who were of the tribe of Judah, how that, you know, although such work of pottery and masonry would normally be the job of slaves in the ancient times, because the Jews had enough of such work when they were slaves in Egypt. We see in that portion of scripture in the verse number 23 that some of these members of the tribe of Judah, legitimate sons of Judah, they chose voluntarily to be porters and to work in the king's garden and to work for the king, and they dwelt with the king. When we talked about working for God, we highlighted the need for humility. So no job is too small for us. Yes, no job when it comes to the kingdom work, no job must be too small for us. We must not, you know, look above our noses. You know, we must sort of come down from our high horses. You know, we must have humility of heart when it comes to serving the Lord and working for the Lord. In terms of the practicalities of things, you may be, you know, in your church, wherever you are, you may be, let's say, an usher, someone who is a doorkeeper even, or someone who directs traffic at the car park, or someone who, you know, greets others. You know, some churches may call them greeters, and so on. Whatever your hand finds doing in God's house, you must do it with joy. You must do with us doing it unto the Lord. Nothing must be too small for you. In our church, we have what we call the sanitary team. And these are individuals who themselves have, you know, committed to serving in the house. And they would ensure the toilets are clean and so on. Although we have to, you know, revive that team again, you know, they used to do this very religiously. But you know what I mean? Nothing must be too small for you. Otherwise, then you are not working for God. You are working for yourself. You are thinking only about you and not about others. This was the problem of King Saul when he wanted Samuel to honor him before the people. He did not care about, you know, his heart being at the right place with God. He cared more about what others thought of him. And in our Christian journey, as we all grow in our Christian walk, we must ensure that Jesus is the one who is seen in our lives and not us. So we looked at this last week and we went into a little bit of detail when we picked up that scripture, the verse number 23, where we looked at the life of the porters, what it means. We made a parallel with Jesus Christ our Lord, who came down in the form of a servant, living his glory as God, as King of all kings. And he came so that he can save you and save me. That must be humbling for us. And the Bible said, let this same attitude be in you. You know, let that same spirit, you know, that same grace, that same, you know, disposition, as it were, let's also take on that same attitude of Jesus Christ our Lord. It is that of humility. So it takes humility to serve the Lord. Yes. And we looked at this from these porters who were part of the tribe of Judah. And they did this menial job at the time without, you know, hesitation at all. They did it voluntarily. I am yet to see, you know, people come to church and say, Pastor, what I want to do in church and serve, you know, fellow Christians or and serve the Lord is I want to come to church and clean the chairs for everyone. I want to do it, you know, every Sunday. I want to come and clean the chairs for people, you know. If you know, it is serving others. It is serving others. You can take a cue from this message today, for example, and go and speak to your pastor. Identify something to do in God's house. It doesn't matter how small it may seem. Identify it and do it. I've been a pastor long enough to know that sometimes you give a job to someone to do in God's house, and they might do it the first and the second time, you know, just to sort of save face that they've done it. And then it ends there. They do not continue. And how sad that is, because you are not working for man. You are working for the Lord. And so nothing must be too small for us. Yes, make yourself a potter in the king's garden. Make yourself like these potters in the king's garden. In today's episode, I want us to take it a step further and look at another group of people. This time around, they are in the tribe of Simeon, also in that same, you know, chapter of the Bible, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. We are still in that chapter. And we now want to read the verses 38 to the verse number 40. So three verses, and then we can look at it a little bit more in detail. And I read verse 38. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. Verse 39. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And the final verse, the verse 40, which we are reading today, says, and they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. I just read these three verses from the King James Version of the Bible, the King James translation. And so if you have a bit more of a modern English version, let's say the NASB, which is actually a very good translation of the Bible, by the way. And I read from there, it says, these mentioned by name were leaders in their families. King James English says princes in their families. And the Bible says their father's house increased greatly because of them. Now, we are talking about working for God. And in that verse 38, three important principles are there, or three things we want to look at. Number one, the Bible says they were mentioned by name. And number two, the Bible says they were leaders in their families. And number three, the Bible says their father's house increased greatly. So number one, they were mentioned by name. Number two, they were leaders in their families. And number three, their father's house increased greatly. Wow, take a pause and you know, think about this very closely in relation to your own life. Now, scripture says they were mentioned by name. Now, what does that mean for you and for me? First of all, ladies and gentlemen, God calls us by name. God calls you by name. You have a divine assignment, child of God. If you are a Christian listening to this podcast, you have to understand that God has called you by name. It means He knows you to the very intimate level. The Lord knows who you are. He knows you. I love it when He said to Jeremiah that before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. So God knows you. God knows you. If you are feeling that God doesn't care about you, you are feeling that, you know, things are going wrong in your life and God doesn't care about you and so on, I want to assure you today from the scripture we just read that God knows you by name. He knows you. He sees what you are going through, and he has a divine assignment for you. So God calls us by name. That's number one. It is necessary that we grasp this truth of the word, because in working for God, you must understand that you are called of Him. The Bible makes us to understand the one who has called us and anointed us is Christ. And so you have to know that you are called and anointed by the Lord. You've been separated. You've been set apart for the Lord. The Bible says, oh, know that the Lord has set apart the godly, the righteous, unto himself. So the work of the Holy Spirit in you, the seal of his Spirit upon your life, is separating you. He has called you apart. He has brought you near unto him, and he has given you an assignment to accomplish. So as a worker for God, you have to understand this, that God has called you by name, and that he knows exactly who you are. He knows what you are going through. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. He knows you. You listening to this podcast, God knows you. God knows you. The second principle over there, the Bible says they were leaders. So they were leaders in their families. They were leaders. Now, what does it mean to be a leader? It means you've got responsibility. Yes, and you have accountability. And you've got responsibility over others. So they were leaders. They were leaders. So number two, we are called to be leaders. In other words, we are called to take up responsibility for our Father's business. That is for our Father's house. That is for the kingdom, for God's work. So as a worker for God, if you want to work for God, you have to understand that God has called you to take responsibility. Many Christians might want to run away from responsibility, but the very fact, the mere fact that you are a Christian means that you have a huge responsibility as a child of God. It is like a prince, isn't it? Because if God is king, then you are his child, you know, by default, you are a prince or a princess. And so you have responsibility in your Father's kingdom. So you have to understand that you must take up responsibility. So a Christian who is not taking up responsibility, you are not taking up any responsibility for the work of God in the ministry where God has planted you. You are not taking up responsibility in the evangelistic work. You are not taking up responsibility in serving other people in church, for example. You are not taking up responsibility in ensuring the progress of the ministry, or in ensuring the progress or the advancement of God's kingdom wherever you are, even in your own family. If you are not taking responsibility as a Christian, then you are failing your Heavenly Father. You must take responsibility. To work for God, you must have responsibility and take up responsibility. I find it very hard and almost scandalous that a Christian father would not have responsibility for his children and rather be spending on himself and on other things. That is, I think, is scandalous. If you're a Christian, you must have responsibility for your own family and pay attention to your spouse, pay attention to your children, pay attention to your family. You cannot be a Christian and not have responsibility and act upon it. The Bible and wants you to be a worker for God, and therefore you must have responsibility. That is what it means to be a worker for God. So number one, they were called by name. Yes, so you have a divine assignment. You have to understand that. And number two, you must have responsibility. You must take up responsibility. All right, so number three. In that same verse we read, the Bible makes us to understand that their father's house increased greatly. Isn't that amazing? It's really interesting, isn't it? So they were called by name, they were leaders in their families, and they took up responsibility. And as a result, their father's house increased greatly. What does that mean for you and for me? It means we must faithfully pursue increase of the kingdom by playing our role, by doing our part. So you've got to ask yourself, is your father's house increasing greatly because of you? Is your church improving because of you? Are you tearing down your family, or are you building up your family? Are you destroying your marriage, or are you building up your marriage? Are you destroying the lives of others, or are you building up the lives of others? Are you contributing to your church, or are you taking away from your church only? You have to be that individual that contributes to the success of the ministry. You have to be that individual that contributes greatly to the increase of your family. And of course, that also extends to our various workplaces as a Christian in the world of work. Are you contributing to the increase of that work that God has given to you where you are? Or are you tearing it down? Are you building others up or are you tearing others down wherever you find yourself? And so you have to understand, as a worker for God, if you want to work for God, you have to understand in this with this principle that you must faithfully and very committedly work towards increase of the kingdom, work towards increase in the lives of others. Is your father's house increasing greatly because of you? Is your church increasing greatly because of you? Are you giving? Are you giving to increase the work of the ministry? Some time ago, I've been in ministry for some time by the God's grace, and I can tell you, some individuals, would come to church. Thank God they don't come anymore. And they would come only because they want money from the pastor. They would come only because they want money. And they would come and take and take and take and take. I remember one day I said to one of them, oh, welcome to church once again. I know you are here because you want money, isn't it? And he put his head down and said, Pastor, it is not like that. I did not come today because of money. I came to church. Well, he never showed up again, So are you always taking or are you contributing? If you are in need, obviously the church is there to support you in various ways and do it rightly. But don't become an opportunist unto others. The Bible says he who does not work must not eat. Yes. So don't be an opportunist and always be taking from other people and not be a giver. Be a giver. Make yourself a giver wherever you are. Contribute to increase. Contribute to progress. Contribute to the building up of others, to the success of others, and to your church. That's really important. Contribute to your church and let your church grow because of you. Is your father's house increasing because of you? Don't be a critic. Don't be someone who is always critical of your church or of your pastor when you are doing nothing to increase the church. So contribute to increase. If you want to work for God, contribute to increase. So number one, they were mentioned by name. God knows you by name. Number two, they were leaders. They had responsibility. You have to take responsibility. And number three, they contributed greatly to their father's house's increase. And you and I can do the same by the grace of God. Very quickly, let's look now at the verse number 40. The Bible says over there that they found rich and good pasture, and the land was broad and quiet and peaceful, for those who lived there formerly were those of Ham. Other translations will use the word Hamites. They were Hamites. And that is a very important, verse, and let's not lose sight of it. The Bible is describing how these individuals went and found great pasture, a very peaceful land. They found abundance. They found quiet and peace and a very broad and lovely pasture land. King James English says fat pasture. So they walked into a blessing. They discovered this great harvest. And what is important there is the Bible says, for those who lived there were formerly the Hamites. So it is not so much about what they discovered. It is actually about those who were there before. Those who actually left the land in a good shape. So, and that is what we have to really pay close attention to. The richness of the land, its good pasture, its serenity, they are all attributed to those who formerly lived there. And so you've got to ask yourself, what are you leaving behind? You want to work for God, ask yourself, what are you leaving behind? In your church, what are you leaving behind? In your family, what are you leaving behind? In your workplace, what are you leaving behind? In your friendship, what are you leaving behind? Are you taking away or are you enriching the lives of other people? What are you leaving behind, child of God? So we did see here the land that the Hamites left behind. They left behind prosperity so that generations after them can come and enjoy it. If you are in a ministry, if you are in a church, if you are a Christian, in your family, in your workplace, you must not contribute to the destruction of that place. You must contribute to the building up and to the success of that place. you must not contribute to the destruction or the demise of your family. You must contribute to the progress of your family. You must not contribute to the, you know, the poverty of others. You must contribute to their upliftment, to their richness. You must leave a good legacy behind. What are you contributing to your marriage? What are you contributing to your family? What are you contributing to your church? The Hamites lived there of old, several generations afterwards. Those who came after them continued to enjoy their legacy. What it means to work for God is, in this instance, to leave a good legacy for others. So working for God, once again, you are called of Him. Be encouraged by that. Number two, you have responsibility. Number three, your father's house must increase because of you. And number four, you know, leave something behind. Leave a good legacy behind. Be a builder of lives, not a terror. Not one who tears down the lives of others. The Lord bless and keep you. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, I want you to know that Jesus, our Lord, has died for you and for me. He was raised from the dead on the third day, so that when you give your life to Him, when you trust in Jesus, your own life also is raised from the deadness of this world, and your own life is raised into something new in Christ, because in Christ you become a new creation. To give your life to Christ, all you have to do is to ask the Lord to forgive you your sin. And you have to do this very honestly in your heart and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I repent from my ways. And you must repent. It means you must not go back to your old ways. Otherwise, you become a dog who goes back to his vomit. Or you become a pig. After it is washed, it goes back into the swallow, into the mud. And so give your life to Jesus today. Repent from your ways and ask Him to be Lord and Savior in your life. Trust in the resurrected Christ and know that your life will take a new dimension. If you want further support, please contact us on our website and or Instagram at LSI_UK. Contact us and we are here to support you. The Lord bless and keep you as you work for God. God bless you.